The following program is paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.
But every person that's hearing my voice right now, whether it's on TV or some other recorded device that you're watching on social media, you're here in the room, you're listening by radio, you can decide today to be full of hope.
As we walk through each new day, we all have questions. They're just part of life. But did you know there are answers for you? God says when we look, we'll find Him. He's not trying to hide anything. So together, we are discovering life's everyday answers.
What does hope mean to you? Is it just a word, or is it maybe an attitude? Well, actually, it's more than both. It influences the direction of our lives. It gives us just a reason to live each day. And if you've ever lived without hope, you know how important it is. Today, Joyce is going to talk about the advantages of developing a hopeful mindset. Take a look at this question coming from social media. It comes from Miami, and they say, "I lost sight of being happy. I've been down so long and trying to keep positive, but I just keep feeling down. How can I emotionally regain myself and be back to who I was?" Well, we understand that question. And so often you do just feel like you've lost yourself and you're down so far that there is no hope. But let me tell you today, the answer is in God's Word, and there is hope no matter what your situation. So today you are going to discover the solution in this conference teaching from Joyce, and she will answer the question, where can I find hope?
I'm going to start with a little story that I think is cute. There were two identical twins, and they were alike in every way but one. One was a hope-filled optimist who only saw the bright side of life in every situation. The other was a very dark-minded pessimist who only saw the downside in everything. The parents became worried about the extremes in the children of optimism and pessimism, and so they took them to the doctor. And the doctor suggested a plan. On their next birthday, give the pessimist a shiny new bike, but give the optimist only a pile of manure. It seemed a fairly extreme thing to do. After all, the parents had always treated their boys equally. But in this instance, they decided that they would try the doctor's advice. So when the twins' birthday came around, the parents gave the pessimist the most expensive, top-of-the-range racing bike a child had ever owned. And when he saw the bike, his first words were, "I'll probably crash and break my leg." To the optimist, they gave a carefully wrapped box of manure. He opened it, looked puzzled for a moment, then ran outside screaming, "You can't fool me. Where there's this much manure, there's got to be a pony." Yeah. Now, let me just share with you that I was, for a large part of my life, an extremely negative person. I saw what was wrong with everything. And I had been hurt a lot in my life. I'd had lots and lots of disappointments. And really, to be honest, when I married Dave at the age of 23, I could not remember ever being really happy. And that's sad when somebody grows up that way, because sometimes the way you get started is the way you stay if you don't let Christ interrupt the mess in your life and give you a brand new beginning. I believe that people that have had a tough time in life very often are afraid to expect anything good because they don't want to be disappointed. The pain of disappointment has been so prevalent in their lives that they just think, well, I'm not going to expect any good thing to happen because it's probably not going to anyway. And I want to tell you, if that's you, today you need to make a change. You need to make a change. It's amazing how good life can get if you'll just refuse to stop hoping. And I can tell you, if you hoped for something good your whole life and never got it, you'd still be better off than if you hoped for nothing and got it. Because when you're full of hope, you're happy. You're happy. And the devil doesn't want us happy. The thief comes only to kill, steal, and destroy. He loves to steal our joy, but Jesus said, I came that you might have and enjoy your life and have it in abundance to the full until it overflows. Many of the attacks of the enemy against us are not after him getting our stuff or keeping us from getting this promotion or whatever. He's after our joy. Because joy is energy. Joy is energy. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength, but I want to put it a different way. Joy is energy. I actually feel physical energy flowing into my body when I have a good attitude, and I feel everything draining down when I have a bad attitude. Now, let me tell you something. Your attitude is yours, and nobody can make you have a good one if you don't want to. And nobody can make you have a bad one if you don't want to. I'm going to say that again. Your attitude is yours. Nobody can make you have a good one if you don't want to. There's not enough good stuff that can happen to a negative person to keep them happy. And nobody can make you have a bad attitude if you don't want to. We think because circumstances have been bad in our life that we have to have a bad attitude, that we're just obligated to have a bad attitude. I mean, that's the natural way of thinking. But you don't have to do that as a believer in Christ. Because he gives you something on the inside that is greater than anything that's on the outside. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And the Bible teaches us that right in the midst of all kinds of tribulations, we are to cheer up and to do it on purpose. Amen? I know some of you have probably had a really difficult year. Maybe some of you have had a difficult 5 years. Maybe some of you have had a difficult life. But I want to tell you that you cannot assist the devil in destroying your life by getting down and discouraged and negative-minded and becoming a pessimist and refusing to believe that anything good is going to happen. We get what we believe for. Be it unto you even as you believe. I say this all the time. I'd rather believe for a lot and get half of it than to believe for nothing and get all of it.
Hope is so important in our lives. And if you have more questions, I have the answer lady with us right now. You like being called the answer lady?
That's a new title, yeah.
So we have some more questions for you coming from social media as we're talking about this topic of hope. But you've been talking about hope for a long time. And I think hope is something that sometimes people brush over. It seems right. Almost light, yeah. But it's powerful.
Hope is extremely powerful. And the thing that I love about it is it's not something you have to wait to feel. Is something you can decide to have. I mean, hope is like a springboard to faith, mm-hmm. because hope really is a positive expectation that something good is going to happen. And I just love the simplicity of that. Yeah. You know, I can, any day that I choose to, I can say and believe something good is going to happen to me today. And I always like to say, and something good is going to happen through me today. And then I can trust God for something. But if I have no hope that anything good is going to happen.
Right.
And actually the word waiting on God, we see so much in the Bible about waiting on God. And the word wait in the context of waiting for God, actually in the Amplified Bible, it says to look, long for, and expect God. So waiting on God is not just like this, well, you know, I hope God does something. You know, we're waiting on God. It's waiting with expectation.
Well, when life hits you, when life knocks you down, sometimes it is hard to hold on to that hope. So here are some questions along those lines. This is from Nita, and she says, how do you hold on to your faith amidst nonstop challenges day in and day out? You feel completely lost as life becomes a struggle.
Well, I know that we cannot ignore our problems, so I don't mean what I'm about to say to be taken out of context. But the Bible does say that we are to look away from all that distracts unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. So there, I like to say it like this: stare at Jesus, look at your problems. Hmm. Don't just stare at your problems and occasionally glance at Jesus. And so let's just say even a person who's regular in church and really loves God, when you have a lot of big problems in your life, which really this really applies to every day of our life, we just going to church for an hour on Sunday morning is not enough. We have to have a deeper walk with God. And yes, I agree, it is hard to hang on to your hope, but we have to realize that that's all in the mental and the feeling realm. That's why when you turn to the Word of God, the Word has power in it that will encourage you. I mean, the Word is more than just like reading an ordinary book. It actually has inherent power in it that will do what it says. And so I would encourage anybody who needs to remain hopeful to know scriptures about hope and the power of hope, and to speak that hope out of their mouth and just say, I am not going to give up. I believe that something good is going to happen today and every day of my life. And then, of course, the question becomes, well, what if I say that and it doesn't? Well, you say the same thing the next day. You know, the enemy wants us to give up. And I think one of the most powerful things that we can do is just refuse to give up. I think that's been something that's really been to my advantage. I'm fairly bullheaded and determined. And if
I'm not saying a word.
That's good job security.
No, you are determined in a great way.
I am very determined. And I think that with all the problems that I had from being abused and all the different things that I went through, and even like the early stages of the ministry, and everybody can apply the same thing in their own life wherever they're at.
Yeah.
One of the best things you can do is just say, I'm not giving up, because God is faithful. And if we will hold on, we will see victory in our lives. But it doesn't always come overnight, and it certainly doesn't come without any kind of problems.
That is very true. And holding on to the fact that God's Word is actually more life, it's more real than our problems.
It is.
Which is hard to hold on to when you get into some specific things that are big, but God is bigger. So let me ask you about a specific. Miranda asked, how do you develop hope again after losing a child?
Well, I can't even imagine really the pain of that. And honestly, Ginger, when I see some of the things that people go through in life, I mean, I know what I went through, but it's actually nothing compared to what some people go through. I don't have 5 points on how to get over the loss of a child. The only thing I can say is that Jesus is our healer. He heals the brokenhearted. And I just would encourage anybody watching today that's had terrible things happen in their life. I think one of the greatest hindrances to ever getting well is demanding to know why. And I mean, there's certain things hidden in God that we just will not understand. Mm-hmm. We know in part. The Bible says that in 1 Corinthians 13. You know, it's like hopelessness is useless. You know, but with hope, you can always believe for a better day.
Yeah.
And you know, even when Jesus was dying on the cross, a pain that we cannot even possibly imagine. And just imagine the sinless, holy Son of God taking on Himself the sin of the world. That must have been absolutely horrible for Him. And yet he said, as He was dying, into your hands I commit my spirit. And so even when we're hurting the worst, I mean, that was His way of saying, I trust you. I give this all to you, and I trust you. So I pray for the people that are watching today that are hurting, that they will just continue to give God a chance. And you know, really, there's no promise in the Bible that there's not going to be any suffering for us or any pain or anything that we're going to have to go through. But God has promised to always be with us and to never leave us nor forsake us.
Well, Joyce, I want to ask you to pray for people, because people are dealing with so much. And
We're going to pray for you in just a moment, but first we just want you to know that we care about you,
right,
that we're here because we love you, that God's word is true, and because of that, we have some teaching available for you that will help you learn how to develop a hopeful attitude and a hopeful mindset right when you need it most. Joyce's book called Get Your Hopes Up, she calls it her happy book, which is such a great way to describe it, has helped so many people. We've heard amazing testimonies. One man who was actually going to the hospital to pick up his dying wife just saw miraculous things happen as God worked through them and reading this book. And another woman we were just hearing from today who had dealt with years and years of pain has been going through this book multiple times, pulling out those nuggets of hope. And God wants that for you too. So you can get this book today. When you do, we've got a free bracelet for you if you're a jewelry person like I am. Jewelry, that's hard
jewelry
to say. But you're going to love this, and this comes along with the book. So just a little something to make you smile and kind of help that hope grow.
What does the bracelet say?
It says hope right on there. Little,
awesome.
Little tiny hope
words.
See, just
words. A good reminder.
I know, exactly.
Well, let me say again that hope is something you can decide to have. I really feel like that's important for you today. It's something you can decide to have. It's not a feeling you have to wait for. You can decide, I'm going to put my hope in God and believe that something good is going to happen. Father, we pray in Jesus' name that you would work miraculously through your word and through the words of encouragement that we're giving today, and that people who have had terrible loss in their life and terrible pain, and people that might be in some kind of physical or emotional or mental pain even right now, that they would right now decide, I believe that something good is going to happen to me. And I pray, Lord, that they would not give that up until they see the breakthrough that they need. And I ask you to comfort every person that's hurting today. We need your comfort. You are the God of all comfort. And I pray for their comfort and that they would be filled with happy expectation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Joyce. We appreciate that so much. There is one true hope. There's only one place that you're really going to get it. So let's return to the conclusion of where can I find hope, and you'll hear more about it.
Hope is very simply a positive attitude and mindset. The hopeful person absolutely refuses to be negative in any way. Although they recognize and deal with their problems, they remain hopeful in thought, attitude, and conversation all the way through to victory. They remain hopeful in thought, attitude, and conversation. All the way through to victory. Anybody can decide to be hopeful. If I can't get that across from you today, then I'm pretty much wasting my time. Because if we're going to let our feelings and our circumstances determine whether our hope is up or down, then the enemy's in control. We've just turned over the keys to our life and said, here, do what you want to. But every person that's hearing my voice right now, whether it's on TV or some other recorded device, so you're watching on social media, you're here in the room, you're listening by radio, you can decide today to be full of hope. And why would anybody want to decide anything else? If you can make yourself happy, why would you not choose to do it? Your thoughts, your attitudes, your words belong to you. And you do not have to wait for some special feeling to be hopeful. We make decisions and feelings catch up with our decisions. We make decisions and feelings catch up with our decisions. We don't wait to see how we feel, then make a decision. I love Romans 15:13. It says, may the God of hope fill you. The God of hope. He is the God of hope. He is not the God of hopelessness. He is the God of hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. And believing really is a positive expectation. It's looking at the promises of God and saying, this is for me, and I believe that God is going to do this in my life. Come on, fight for yourself. Don't be passive and just sit around and wish that something good would happen to you, or even worse, sit around and be jealous of everybody else that's got a nice life. Well, I don't know why nothing good ever happened to me. Well, I do. It's the attitude. You say, thank you, God, that you've blessed them. And by the way, I'm in that line too. Yeah. God is the author of hope. There would be no such thing as hope without God. If you've had a little hope, I want you to have a lot of hope. If you've had a lot of hope, I want you to have radical hope. Doubt and negativity steal hope. They block it. When you feel hopeless or down in any way, you just need a resurrection of belief and a positive attitude. Something good is going to happen to me. Something good is going to happen through me. I don't care if you have to take one solid hour and march around your house and say over and over, something good is going to happen to me. God is good, and something good is going to happen to me. If God can bless anybody, God can bless me. Something good is going to happen to me. Amen? I sense an anointing in here, depression still being broken off of people, negativity being broken off of people. Say goodbye to those bad attitudes. It's a new day.
Well, you know, Joyce, I just woke up this morning and I felt down.
Yeah, well, I didn't feel too perky myself. Something good is going to happen to me today. Although we cannot prevent negative feelings from showing up, we can drive them away through right attitudes, conversations, and actions. All this down, discouraged, depressed, despondent, despair, all that stuff is from the enemy. And that's not the way that God wants us to live. That's not the destiny that Jesus purchased for us with his blood. Hope deferred. Not having hope is what gets all that started in our lives. It makes the heart sick. The heart becomes sick. So I'm declaring today that if you will be a prisoner of hope, if you will expect something good to happen to you every day, I can't tell you exactly what day it will show up, but I can tell you that you'll be happier every day while you're waiting than you would be if you waited with fear and worry and anxiety and frustration and works of the flesh and all kinds of misery and hating your life. I'm expecting God to do great things. I'm expecting God to do great things. You know, I get tired when I do these conferences. I wake up tired by the time Saturday morning rolls around, and, you know, I always trust God to reward me in some way for my hard work. And so I'm kind of curious to see what God's going to do. I'm expecting God to do something. Come on, why don't you just start having fun with God? Why don't you just be his son or his daughter and let him take care of you? Why don't you just get rid of your religious attitude and start saying, God, you're my BFF. You're my best friend forever. Amen? And I believe that something good is going to happen to me and through me today and every day. Amen. Come on, get up on your feet.
We realize that some of you are really hurting, but remember, hope isn't just a feeling, it's a choice. And God will help you choose hope in every situation because He is the one that you are hoping in. This offer for you today really will help. Joyce's book that she calls her happy book called Get Your Hopes Up is not only a great encouragement for you to understand what God's Word says about hope, but it's a great gift to give someone else who is maybe in a difficult situation. This is a really wonderful way to brighten someone's day. And when you get this book today, you get this free bracelet at the same time. It's going to go along with it. Another great little gift to give to someone. So check this offer out. Don't wait. Order it today. Get it for yourself. Get it for someone you love. As Joyce taught today, anyone can decide to be hopeful. It doesn't mean that we ignore our problems or that they aren't real, but it may be the key to pressing through your difficult circumstances with Christ. Check out this story from social media. I think you're really going to enjoy it. And it's a really encouraging story because it's real life. Connie from Kentucky shares, "When I suffered partial paralysis, was unable to walk and confined to a wheelchair for 6 months, it was a very humbling experience. God gave me strength and brought me through. I know I could have never made it without my Heavenly Father." You talk about some of those situations that just feel hopeless. Well, it doesn't matter what you're feeling because God is bigger than our feelings. Connie, thank you for sharing that story of hope. We hope that today you'll share your story of hope with us. Just get online, go to Facebook, our Joyce Meyer Ministries Facebook page, do it on Twitter, use hashtag EA so that we can all find it together and let us know. And if you're going to be in the Minneapolis, Minnesota area next week, come visit us. We are going to be having a conference there for you to come check out. Joyce will be there teaching. I'll be there asking Joyce some questions from you. So we hope to see you there as well. And we hope you're right here next week for Everyday Answers.
If you feel guilty, but you have sincerely repented for your sins, then that feeling that you have is an outright lie from the pit of hell. Because it does not agree with the Word of God. And we're either going to let this be the standard for our life, or we are going to stay miserable.
If you've got a question, we need to hear it. Use hashtag AskJoyce and ask it anytime you want. And remember, as we close today, we hope that we have just been that little spark of hope that you need in your life. Because if you just get that little spark going, God will help you to fan it into flame. That's what His Word says. Hope in Christ is always there, no matter how serious that situation. There's healing and restoration in His Word and through your relationship with Him. So we hope you get that hope today. We love you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
The preceding program was paid for by the friends and partners of Joyce Meyer Ministries.